The elderly usually say they want to stay in their homes as long as possible. Family members who live far away and can only visit occasionally often arrange for home caregivers to help out. In the Phoenix, Arizona area, for example, there are more than 60 home care agencies and many independent caregivers. In the second of two reports, NPR's Noah Adams has the story of Mina Rivera, who's 54 years old. She's been a caregiver since she was 14.
If you were to spend 1 week with Mina Rivera, going along with her as she visits her clients all over Phoenix, you'd be riding about 1,000 miles in an old car.
It's a 89 Plymouth Acclaim. But I like my little car. I got a fuse out. I've got to take it in this weekend and get it fixed, so I use my hand signals.
This morning, we're on our way to see Max Green. He's a sweetie, she's told us. He lives in a garden apartment complex where Rivera locks her purse in the trunk of the car.
There are a lot of drugs in this area. Cars get broken, too. When you're in this field, you go into a lot of different areas.
She carries in groceries she's bought, canned goods and TV dinners.
Some rice, some beans, some fruit. Every once in a while, I stop and get him a treat because he can have eggs once a week. So I usually stop and get him an Egg McMuffin. Maz. Wait a minute, Maz. Wait.
Maz is a young dog with too much energy to be around a thin 82-year-old man who's had three strokes and is in the early stages of Alzheimer's. But Max Green enjoys the dog and the newspaper in the morning.
What's the weather going to be tomorrow?
78.
He's my weatherman.
Max Green has a daughter living with him, but she's not able to do much around the apartment. It's Rivera's job to keep Green's life in order, helping with the cooking and dishes, cleaning.
Takes care of dishes, floors, laundry. Keeps the house clean, keeps me alive.
Bring them up as high as you can for me. Now, how many do you do on each leg?
Dozen.
10. Yeah. 3. 4.
There's exercise after breakfast, plus a check on Green's blood pressure and pulse.
Okay, Hansel. It's going to get tight. Okay, I'm taking his vitals because he's a diabetic to make sure that they're okay. Because then if it's not, then, you know, we know what to do. We get a hold of our boss and then we get him into a doctor or get him into the emergency.
And there's usually time to walk out and sit in the sun and remember. Max Green counts himself lucky. A German Jew, he left Leipzig in 1938, came to the U.S., got married, had a business in Brooklyn, retired to Arizona, lost his wife. Now he has Mina Rivera, who will often reach out to smooth his gray hair.
He likes to talk about his past. He likes to talk about Germany. He likes to read books about Germany.
Yeah, I wrote a book about my life. I wrote 50 pages of my life.
I told him, I said, why don't you write me a story about your whole life? So he started me a story.
Mom.
My baby.
I need everyone to bring.
After a long day with clients, Mina Rivera goes home to cook for her family and to play with her grandkids. One daughter and her three children live with Rivera, along with two young men Rivera's been raising. Another daughter, Jacqueline, has stopped by the apartment after work for beans and cornbread. And she wants to tell us about her mother.
She gets very attached to her patients. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, over the years, a lot of them, you know, they pass away. And then she's devastated and crying. And sometimes I wish she wasn't in the field that she was in. The work is hard. The pay is low. And she gets emotionally involved. And
I care.
I know you do. I know you do.
They rely on you. Sometimes I'm the only one they've got. I cannot understand how... Well, yeah, I can. There are some people in it just for the money, you know, and they go in and la-di-da and out the door. I can't do that.
At the kitchen table, Rivera is still dressed in her medical scrubs outfit. It's like a uniform. She's had some health scares herself, doesn't have medical insurance, usually works 7 days a week, earns $9 an hour.
The pay's not that great, but people don't realize everybody's going to need somebody. One day, you're going to need somebody's help because you're going to get where you can't do things. time catches up with the body.
Myna Rivera, a home care provider in Phoenix, Arizona, who reminded us as we left of something her mother said. In this life, we are once an adult, twice a child. Noah Adams, NPR News.
Noah Adams' first story on home health care and previous stories in the Low Wage series are at npr.org.